Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's your boy. Listen to him. That's the Rican. About to bring you the next episode of Talk About It Radio. We had Arsenal, we had Disaster, and we're about to have the next guest on soon. Yo, are you there? My co-host for the evening. My co-host for the evening is not there right now. He's missing, but let me call the special guest of the evening.
Hey, y'all, we live. Talk About It Radio. Jesse, you there? Jesse.
You're like 8 minutes late, bro.
What? The fuck you talking? I'm 2 minutes late. It's 2 minutes past five. What you mean? How you mean? Y'all, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm about to call the special guest of the hour, bro.
Yeah, exactly. So you can run the whatever, man. You did that. You did your intro. What are you talking about? We good. Go on. You call the guest. So yeah, Talk About It Radio. We back. Myself, I'm back. Jesse obviously did the last show with Pat Stay. The Pat Stay versus Hollow recap. But yeah, I'm back on the show. Jesse's back. We got Daylight coming on. So who knows what we'll be talking about and whatnot. Obviously, he's just fresh off his battle with Young Gil.
Yeah, we got the person that I actually beat in the battle before, Big Light. Unseen footage. Yo, Day, I didn't beat you in the battle?
Nah, you cooked me, son.
Daylight, don't lie to him, man. Please. Don't lie to
All
him.
All right, well, nah, let's give him the proper introduction, man. Let's give him the proper introduction, man. Yo, this is one of the world's greatest battle rappers. One of the people that used to know me before I was, I don't know, what did you do? You used me as a small timer to climb your ladder?
No, not necessarily. No, I didn't. I wouldn't even say I used nobody. Like, y'all niggas stop calling me.
Wait, like, hold on. Nah. Let's get into this, bro. We used to talk every day. You know that.
Son, y'all niggas stop calling. Remember you told me, like, I guess one of the niggas on your show or some wasn't feeling me or some shit. I don't know.
Right. But when you made friends with him, you stopped calling me, bro.
Nah, that ain't true. Y'all niggas stopped calling me. I ain't know what was going on. I'm like, these niggas don't hit me no more.
Not true.
Yeah, Jesse went Hollywood, man. No more. Hollywood guy.
Not true at all,
nigga,
bro.
Jesse had his battle with Adi Boom and shit. Nigga went Hollywood like a motherfucker, yo.
Not true.
Yeah, man. Hello, Hollywood. Talk that shit, Daylight. Talk about it. Talk about Hollywood for
really
Jesse over there.
Hollywood on me, yo.
Not true at all, bro.
That's ridiculous.
You're the only person. Yo, hold on. Let's tell the fans the truth. You used to speak to me, right? On the daily conversation,
all
right?
Time,
what happened?
You, nigga. Nigga, y'all niggas really win. Like, y'all niggas really stop fucking with me, yo. Like, for real. And then, I don't know, I guess when Norbs got on the show or whatnot, like, y'all niggas really stopped fucking with me, yo.
That's not true at all. I'll tell the true story. I'm the one who fought Daylight. I got Daylight on the phone, so he can't lie about this one, bro.
You got me in.
I'm the one who fought after him versus Rich Dollaz. And Daylight used to speak daily, and I said, "Yo, bro, Norbs don't want you on the show. I want you on the show, though. Like, can you come on the show? Right? And that's actually what got me and Norris in an argument one day. Like, bro, why the fuck are you bringing him on and stuff? And I'm like, nah, yo, Daylight is nice. Trust me. And Daylight, you know this is the truth, bro. You know what I'm speaking.
I didn't say it wasn't. I ain't never said it wasn't. But what I'm saying is, over time, as time passed, like, nigga, my number's still the same. 818-799-8989. My number's still the same. It's on every fucking blog site. Y'all niggas stop calling me, yo.
Yeah, Jesse, you are not with me. I believe Daylight.
I don't
know.
Everybody know Jesse. Everybody know Jesse went Hollywood, man.
Yeah,
that's
true.
I went Hollywood. Then how come my name isn't as popping as yours?
Cause nigga, you didn't take a boo boo on stage. That's why, nigga. I did.
That's real.
Nigga, that's why.
Oh, shit.
Yo, Flawless, can you tweet out that we have Daylight on taking calls?
Yeah,
right,
probably. I'm doing that right now. See how he's Hollywood already, and he thinks he's too Hollywood to run his own Twitter. But yeah, nah, I'm joking, Jesse. But nah, I am actually tweeting out a number right now on it as we speak. But yeah.
What I really do want to say is I appreciate your third round against the Stars. I really do.
Oh, yeah, you know, I had to talk them facts, man. Like.
But why do you have Queen Flip behind you talking that shit?
Look, yo, I ain't even know Queen Flip was going to be there. Like, it was random for him to be there. Like, you know, like, that was random. I'm like, yo, Flip really here for this? Like, do people really care about this battle that much? Like, why?
Bro, he don't even realize the old Daylight, though. That's the funny part.
Man, a lot of niggas don't know that they old Daylight, man.
I do.
Yeah, you and, like, 10 more niggas.
Yo, I studied you game for game. I really did, bro. I really felt like, if I want to be honest, I really feel like you left me at the terminal. I really do. Because you were like, yo, Jess, no, listen. I'm like, you know, you get to speak your truth on battles, right? Can I speak mine on the battle rap show?
You got it. So.
And you were like, yo, Jess, I'm going to give you your shine. I'm going to call you out on every battle and stuff. And you never did that. And you know I was always there for you, bro. And then, like, it was like, damn, bro, this is a nigga that I supported from day one. And, you know, Flawless don't have to know about it. Nobody else has to know about it. Me, you know it's from jump. I was talking to you when you and your son were eating at Mickey D's. Truth or not?
No. I just told you we was at Mickey D, but we wasn't there.
You were at Burger King.
No, but, yo, but look, this what, though. Yeah, you was there, yo, Jesse. I swear, like, on my son's life, you've been fucking with me from day one, from before anybody.
I know that.
Yes,
so why, where's my respect come? Okay,
yes.
Go ahead.
You really, like, left me in the mud one time, Jess.
When?
I couldn't get back on the show. You ain't call me up no more. You really were, it was like a good, like, long period, Jess. You really wasn't fucking with me, like, at all. And I always used to ask people, like, yo.
Never that,
think,
bro.
Yo,
never
that.
Where, yo, Jess?
That's ridiculous.
Jess, I used to ask people, like, yo, did I do something to them niggas? Like, dude, is Norbs telling this nigga not to fuck with me or what? Like, there was a point of time, Jess, I don't know if you remember. There was a point of time you was not fucking with me, yo. And I don't know if it had something to do with Norbs or I really don't know.
That's some fucked up shit, Jesse. You got to answer them accusations. That is fucked up.
Yeah. And
don't
see
this
how people are
resistance.
Quick. No. But see how quick of people are to jump on the name side. That's not true at all, bro.
I'm asking, isn't it?
Because I'm for dating.
You looking shaky, baby? You looking shaky, Jen? What's going on?
I for
yeah,
looking hella shaky
yo,
right
I
now.
Remember,
you on the ropes?
I remember we.
And
I
remember too,
time,
bro.
Yo,
I remember my.
You remember the last
bro,
show we had? Do you remember the last show we had? What happened?
No, because I got kicked off the show for a minute, if you want to be truthfully honest.
The last show we had, nigga.
Yo, no,
talking.
Hold on. How do I get kicked off of my own YouTube channel?
My nigga, last show we had, nigga, nigga Norris was like, yo, hang up on that nigga. Yo, you dead ass hung up on me, yo.
Yo,
I wasn't running the board. Psycho was.
All right, so you and Psycho and all y'all niggas, like, whatever y'all little agreement was, my nigga, you really stop fucking with me, yo. I'm dead ass serious. Like,
never that. I'm the one who fought to get you on day one, bro.
That's
and then you
cool.
hung up on him as well. That's
well,
ridiculous, Jesse. Then you
well,
hung up on him after fighting again and win the show.
I never hung up on him.
Well, what I'm saying
I
is
never
is
hung up. The only person
the
I
fan,
ever hung up on was Sway.
When, no, so
why
but
did you
what
hang
I'm
up on
Sway? When shit hit the
Why
fan,
did you
yo, when shit
Wave?
Really hit the fan.
Yeah. Go ahead, talk it there.
I was saying when shit hit the fan, it was like a good, like, it was a good piece of, like, a good chunk of time, yo.
Bullshit, bro. No, I'm calling bullshit, bro, because he's talking bullshit right now.
That's it. So, Jesse, so RK, how come
remember
so
we was
you...
in front of... Remember we was in front of Joe's Crab Shack, yo? And Queen
and,
Flip was...
And you held me down. Yeah, you held
Queen,
me down because I was mad
and
twisted.
And that's when... Look, let me tell you. I was mad at Jesse that night because I'm like, yo, first of all, this nigga went Hollywood. But then, yo, Jesse out here. Look. It's like this. I'm like, yo, this nigga was Hollywood on me, but now Jesse out here twisted. And nobody was trying to help the nigga. So I'm like, even though I'm mad at him, I'm still taking care of him, bro.
Nah, you're a good person, Daylight, man. Because he went Hollywood, but you still looked after him.
Even though I was mad at him, I'm still like, yo, I'm going to make sure you get in this fucking car, make sure you're all right, make sure you get to where the fuck you're
going. He did do that.
He said, nah, this is my man.
He was like...
Yeah, man.
He was like, this is my man's, bro. I'm like, is he getting home okay? He did do that. But I always get home okay, Jay.
I didn't know that, nigga. You was twisted.
What was he drinking? Why was he so twisted? What the hell was
man,
he doing?
Man, I don't know what the hell Jesse was on, but he was twisted. Like, I'm like, man, like, nobody cared. I was the only person that was concerned.
True. Jesse. After you hung up on him as well, you know, you were still concerned and you went Hollywood and didn't have him on your show and shit. That's terrible.
No, but I beat him in a battle rap. And he had the footage and he never put it out, though.
Yeah,
I remember that day. Why you never put out the footage?
You know, same reason why Smack Mem never put out most of Cortez footage, you know, it just shit happened.
Well, I mean, nah, but truthfully, I fucks with Daylight from day one. And
yeah, but how
for the fans, like, we kind of get joking around and getting kind of serious right now.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, I remember Big Life versus Fast Words, you know? And Daylight versus Rich Dollars was one of my favorite battles. And that's when Battle Rap Arena actually got started popping. And that's when I actually reached out to Daylight and Rich. And I told Day, bro, this is one of my favorite battles of all time. I need you to come on the show. And Norb said, no. I was like, nah, but yo, fuck it. I'm bringing him on the show anyway. You remember that day?
Yeah.
Then I brought Day on the show. And me and Day actually met one time. We went to pick him up at the Mean Norbs, Louis, Nate, and he was supposed to battle Swave the next day. And all he said was, "Jesse Rican?" And this guy wiped his ball sweat on my face, bro. And I was like, is this guy really doing it again? I'm joking there, Flos.
Wait, yo, not to change the subject, but the Warriors won, right?
They won. Steph Curry's team. Yeah. I don't know, basketball too tough. Yeah, they won though.
But I said what up today, and you know me and they have a pretty, I don't know, what do you think? We have a pretty good relationship, right there. Or is there any internal grudge you're holding against me?
I don't hold a grudge against nobody.
No, because you said Lopeshi that you've been holding that in for a long time.
It's the difference between a grudge. The difference between a grudge and it's the difference between somebody disrespecting you from that standpoint.
Yeah.
That wasn't a grudge, like the nigga really disrespected me. A grudge is like, oh, this nigga ate my bag of chips. I'm going to be mad at that nigga till I see him. Like, nah, nigga, you ain't eating no bag of chips, nigga. You disrespected me, like, on a level that I told him, when I see you, nigga, you going to pay for that.
But can I tell you that you disrespected me to some extent?
Who?
Me, you didn't carry me along with you. Like I told you, yo, are you gonna shout out Jesse Rican?
Jesse, you went Hollywood on me. What are you talking about?
I never
talk about it. That's ridiculous, Jesse. I don't go Hollywood on him and then complain that he didn't take you. And you
I never went,
you.
Bro. Let's talk for real.
There was a point in time when you really let Norris control everything you had to say, yo.
Not true.
Talk to me, man.
Not true.
True, Jesse.
Jesse,
how can you stop calling him then and ringing him if his number stayed the same?
He don't answer the phone calls no more, bro.
That's a goddamn lie.
He don't answer the phone calls.
That's a goddamn lie.
That's a lie, bro. Yo,
That's a goddamn lie.
Never lie, bro. Always truth. I always used to speak to Dave. I used to speak to him about my son, bro. I used to speak to him about my bro, my son. So if he told me that him and his son was at McDonald's was a lie, then that's fucked up. Because I used to speak to him about my son. I was like, I'm chilling with my son right now. And my son means the world to me. Bro. So if that lie, that's a lie right there.
Jesse, you went Hollywood, Jesse. That's all I'm trying to tell you, man.
Never that, bro. Never that.
Hollywood, Jesse.
You're doing hella Hollywood.
Never that.
My number has never changed. My number will never change. And you stop calling me.
My number never changed either. 516-451-8849.
You stop hitting me on Twitter.
And I want to put it out there for Duchess to call me.
Oh, you still chasing Duchess?
Yeah.
Oh, see? Why? Well, I don't know what to say about that. I didn't know you were still chasing him. I don't even know what to say about that.
Who chasing Duchess?
Me.
Jesse is chasing Duchess? Yeah. Have you got any tips?
I love
Have you got
her,
any tips
bro.
From Daylight?
You love Duchess?
I love her, bro.
You got any tips for him? What's your thoughts on that Daylight about Jesse being in love with Duchess?
New York niggas, man, y'all niggas hop, skip, and jump away from each other. You better hop on that train, nigga, go find her.
See, there you go.
Yeah, true. 5, 4, 3. Yo, see if we could get Duchess calling right now.
Duchess ain't calling, man. She ain't fucking with you.
She loves me, bro.
Yeah, what's her Twitter? She on Twitter. She's on Twitter. I heard her right now.
You gotta Google Duchess Twitter. I forgot her name. Duchess Battle Rap.
How you gonna be in love with it but not know her Twitter? What kind of shit is that?
Do we have any callers there or not?
One second, let me check. Bear with me. Nah, no, this moment in time, no. Duchess ain't call. How you gonna be in love with Duchess but not know her Twitter? What kind of shit is that?
Yo, Daylight, can you push out the number? Let's get some callers for you.
All right.
Yeah, just retweet.
I mean,
you should have.
Y'all made the tweet.
Yeah. We put out the.
Y'all made the tweet.
Yeah. Cool, man.
Yeah, we're on live.
To you again, though.
I'm coming.
The Daylight.
Hold on.
Niggas should have a gay pride on his mask, cause he fights for those gay rights.
Hold on real quick,
y'all.
I said, yeah, that sounds silly. But isn't this the same nigga that say he wanted to suck a dick from Diddy? I said, how we respect that? I said, oh, we let that go. Okay.
I never said that.
You never said that, bro?
No, come on.
Yo, put your son on the phone. Put your son.
Well, my son ain't fucking with y'all niggas. He's about to go to bed. All right, get up there in the bed, man.
We just went and saw one up.
I don't like my son talking to Hollywood niggas.
Yo, Flawless, tell him the number. He'll put it out right now.
Is it? The number is one sec. Bear with me. I was promoting myself. Bear with me.
Hold on.
You're not going to do it, you said?
Yeah, I'm going to do it. Hold on. I was trying to plug up my phone charger. This shit die on y'all niggas.
516-418-5847.
You heard?
All right, I got it. I just, I'm retweeting all the joints right now.
Nah, you gotta put it out yourself, bro.
Yeah, let me retweet. All right, yeah, I'll put it out. Skyman. Okay. Yeah, Hollywood, man. What's wrong with you?
Hollywood,
nah,
man.
People, yeah, that's Hollywood shit, bro.
I don't really put other shit out, you know what I'm saying? No, my management don't allow it.
They're like a Hollywood as fuck right now, bro.
My management don't allow stuff like that.
Since he started fucking with Hollow the Dawn. And passwords beat him anyway. And Passe beat him. Did Passe not beat him?
Passe did beat him.
There we go. That third round was the truth, right? Yo, Dave, you there?
Yeah.
That third round was the truth, right?
Yeah, we do have a caller. I'll click him in now, yeah? I'm going to click in his caller now.
Hold on. Yo, dang. Third round was the truth, right?
Yeah, wait, hold on.
Yo, they don't want to. You don't want to talk to your Hollywood ass, man.
All right. What was this?
Right, can I click in the caller now? Yes. No.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, Dave, you there?
Yeah.
Answer the question, bro. Passe's third round was the truth, right?
Yep.
Okay. Get the caller. He said, yeah, get the caller. Hello?
Hold on.
Can we get the caller on?
I'm back.
Ready now, yeah? Get this caller on.
All right.
Here we go.
Hold on. Daylight.
Hold on.
The third round was the truth, right? Pat Sade?
You just said yes.
What you said, Pat Sade, third round was the truth?
Yeah.
Versus who? Hollow?
Yeah.
I didn't watch that battle at all.
Bro, in the beginning of the episode, you said you gave it to Pat Sade.
I was just saying, like, because I don't...
You're looking shaky, baby.
I just said that because, like...
You're looking shaky. Okay.
I say whatever I can to make Hollow GOAT status go down, so...
All right, go ahead, Carla.
All right, I can get into it now, yeah? Well, cool, all right.
What?
503, you're live and talk about radio. 503.
Oh, yeah, I'm 503.
Yeah, man, what's going on?
Hey, what's up? Is Day there?
Yeah, Daylight's there. Yeah,
yo, what's good?
Yeah, what's
hey,
up?
Hey, what's up, Day?
What's good, boy?
Chilling,
not
man.
Too much. Hey, I was just wondering, I seen that Total Slaughter with you in Disaster. Would you ever do a three rounder with him?
Nah, I wouldn't do it.
There's just certain
things you're not supposed to do, and you know, like me and Disaster, we got too much history, deep rooted personal stuff. You know, it's just certain stuff you don't do. You know what I mean? Like, just certain stuff you just don't do. Like even for the money. Like Illmac and Thesaurus. Them niggas should have never did that. Like, they should have never battled and went that deep and talked. You know what I mean? Like, all right, it's cool. Like, but I don't think, like, nobody should be able to put money in front of two people that's close and make them try to kill each other. Like, nah. Man,
yeah. For sure. I feel it.
Yo, caller, we have to let you go real quick. I got a special caller on the line.
Yeah, for sure,
shit.
Man. Thanks for letting me talk.
All right, bless caller.
All right. This is, I'm going to let him introduce himself. Go ahead, caller.
It's the most electrifying battle rapper in showbiz.
I knew it.
The most electrifying.
That's the real one, though.
Hey,
the most electrifying rapper in showbiz. And listen, I started this creativeness in battle rap. There will be no other after me, and there will be nothing before me. All right?
Facts.
There's one character that can finish off the spawn. I read about him. And that's Ghost Rider. So, you're facing Ghost Rider, buddy.
Solo. One Real. Fish, two fish. One
Real.
Fish, two fish. Red
yeah.
fish, blue fish.
We reinvented that. One fish, two fish, one nigga, two nigga, one gat, three bullets.
One nigga, two nigga, three nigga, more nigga. Daylight will take a boo-boo at your door, nigga.
The man I gotta in the mirror, man. Come on,
I gotta bring something. No, see, you don't understand, Solo. I don't think you see what I'm doing, man. I'm bringing niggas from the dead, man.
I'm telling you. I see what you're doing. I see what you're going.
I'm waking niggas up, man. I got a long list of Fight Club niggas to bring back. You, Moonface, Cardi. No, I ain't saying y'all gone, but I'm going to put y'all in the right spotlight. You know what I mean?
Listen,
you.
I've always been in the right spot through the graces of the gods. The rap.
Right? Come on. But see, it's a difference. No, it's a difference. No, this is what I'm saying, though. So it's a difference. Like, you could battle all these other niggas, but it's something about battling me that's going to push you to your greatest potential. And the world going to see you shine.
You never heard me like this, brother. All right? It's going to be something. I know it's going to be something magical. That's the basic thing about this whole thing. It's going to be something magical because I'm going to give my best, and I know you're going to give your best.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Are you guys going to battle?
Yeah, we're going
to
battle.
You know, yes, this is most definitely something. It's completely locked in. We haven't discussed the business end, but it's locked in, 100%.
It's 100% locked in.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah.
Yeah. We're about to get this shit cracking. You know what I'm saying?
I'm bringing four different fishes on stage with me. You're going to have to choose one of them fishes.
Daylight.
Is it one fish or two fish?
Listen, damn the fishes, goddammit. Damn the fishes. All right? This shit ain't no fucking game. Right? I'm bringing the goddamn U.S. Army with me, goddammit. And take the fucking plane. Helicopters and all. F-150-211 skunk fire hell missiles. All right, I'm telling you, the U.S. Army, goddammit. This shit is going to be real.
Yo, Solo, I'm on your team. Let me tell you why, bro.
Oh, see, he did this with North. This was
this dude stopped picking up my calls, bro. After he got Hollywood, bro.
Dang, that's wild, Jess. You going to do that?
Yeah, it's true, bro. Is that the truth,
yo,
my nigga?
Yo, I was on the show like 300 times. This nigga battled Adi Boom and never called me again, yo.
Yeah, that's ridiculous, Jesse, you know. That is super-duper Hollywood.
That's not true, bro. I've
yes,
been calling him. He don't answer my phone calls. That's the truth, bro.
No, Jesse, you called
and he
right.
wants he
you
wants to bring
right.
up he wants to bring up the one hold on.
Nah,
he wants to bring up
me.
The one time that he battled on
you
Queen of the Ring and I was drunk as fuck. Okay, go ahead.
You call me and say, yo, I need you to do a one rounder for $1,000. You can't do that. I'm gonna battle this bum ass nigga for $1,000.
Wow. I wasn't on Solo. And what you say? You said no, right?
I said give me 1,200. We can do it.
No, you didn't say that. You said I need 2,500. That's not what he said. I did say that. He said I need 2,500. But
this is the trick to this
Smack
whole question.
Gave you what? 900?
No, it was $1,000.
Yeah. $1,000.
It was $1,000.
And I offered you the same shit, bro. So,
you
what are
me
you
the
saying?
Same shit. You offered me the same shit at a time where my face is on the cover of every magazine.
At the time, bro. But you
nigga,
can't.
This was this year.
But you can't do a friend a favor when I used to look out for you every year.
No, this is not a...
All right, so I caught him on the line right there.
This is not a favor, but this is the trick, though. This is the whole plot scheme and the over-the-head trick to this conversation. Jesse just said, I don't answer my phone. How the hell did we talk about these things?
Because I DM'd you on Twitter.
Hey.
No, you called me.
No, I DM'd you on Twitter.
Listen,
you called
me. Listen, Jess, this is how we're going to do it. I'll pay him. How much you want him to have? I'll pay him. $1,200? It's nothing where I'm from. Listen, I'm still eating from Monster. Yeah. All right. I'm still eating from Monster. So just check
hey,
it out. I'll pay him.
You'll pay him?
Hey, my price is way too high. You need to cut it.
Yeah, all right, so hold on. Do we got Flawless, do we got this?
Yeah.
Oh, Solo, you said you'll pay him?
Yeah, I'll pay him.
The price is way too high now, baby. I don't know. Price is way too high.
Thank you, baby.
What is it, 25 now?
Them prices are way too high. You need to cut it.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
The price is way too high right about now, baby boy.
What are you
way
talking about?
They way too high, bro.
Yeah, my thing was too small, so I had to flood it.
They way too high right now.
Oh, all right. So you're getting on the hollow level right now.
Yeah, it's ugly right now.
Well, it ain't nothing that we can't afford on this end, okay? So listen here. It ain't nothing.
I'm in my Cassidy bag right now. I need that chicken.
Yeah, me too.
Bro,
make sure you invest properly, brother.
Hold on. Yo, while we're on the line, let me say this. Old Solo will smoke you, bro.
See, he was saying shit like that back in the day. That's why I stopped.
I never said that, bro, back in the day.
Jesse, you lying now.
Look, you gotta understand something about me, man. Y'all gotta understand something about me. Losing is a good thing in my world. Old Solo could beat me 3-0, and I would be trending on Twitter.
Ask him when Battle Rap Arena was trending, how many times I used to fight to get him on. Because he knows the truth, bro, and only me and him would always know the truth.
You fought to get me on, you got me on, I got on, I held my ground, and you let Norris punk you.
No.
Not fucking with me.
Not true, bro. Not true.
I got kicked
off my own show, number one.
All right, so how do you get kicked off your own show? That don't make sense.
That's a great question.
You guys are hilarious. All right, the both of you.
All right, I'll put it on blast right now. Fuck it. We're talk about it radio, right? We're going to
talk about it, Jesse.
How do you get kicked off your own show? That don't make sense.
Because I gave Psycho the password and the email to my shit. And I forgot the email to my shit.
That's the truth. So you got robbed. You the first nigga to get robbed on Blog Talk Radio. You got robbed for your show, though.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yo, you gonna let that shit slide, B? You gonna let that shit slide? You can't go out like that, Jess. We got a ride on them niggas.
Put the 40 down, all right?
We got a ride on them niggas, Jess.
Daylight, naked in a shotgun? What the fuck?
I'll show you the battle like that.
Talk about it, bro.
All right,
yeah, talk about it, radio.
Talk about it.
Too much food for the fire, Daylight. You ready to see the light of day?
I'm coming to the battle like that. As well, with the shotgun. All
right. Yo, don't do no shit like that. Don't do no shit like that.
All right. Let's talk about it, bro. How do you strip you down naked in a room full of dudes, bro? How?
What are you talking about?
Because he's fucking feminine, all right? You don't do shit like that, all right?
Yes, you do.
You don't do shit like that.
Why not?
The hell is you doing? But you know what? Feminine like them women in them, softer than mattress. But listen here, okay? But listen here. It's a good publicity stunt. I like what you're doing, brother. Keep it going.
You're right.
Keep it going. But remember who started it all. Who started it all, the legend. The man, the myth, the most electrified.
Old Solo.
Old Solo, yeah.
Some of them miss you. Hey, do you remember what you're going to need tissue?
We forgot.
He's done his homework, bro. He's done his homework.
Roy Jones, y'all must have forgot.
I'm an official Solo fan,
and I ain't afraid to admit it.
Yo, Old Solo, well, I got you on the line, bro. Hollow versus Pepe.
What do you think? We ain't about to be talking about that, man. I'm officially a hater. Yes, I'll admit I'm a hater. We ain't about to give. Nope, I'm not letting it happen. Nope. Ain't gonna let it. Nope.
2-1 Hollow, I think.
Yeah, hey, what about those Warriors? Hey, what you think about the Warriors, Solo? You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
yeah, man. I want the OKC to win, man. But, you know what I mean? These dudes,
yes.
I don't know what the hell. They're putting sugar in the fucking water over there. I don't know what the hell going on.
Yo, Solo, what do you think about the fact that I started one of the most creative battle rap ideas and daylight shows to be no respect for it? What do you think about that?
What do I think about you? Say that again. What do I think about you and daylight?
What I think about showing the most creative ideas, one of the most innovative battle rap ideas, and daylight disrespecting it. What do you think about that?
Well, daylight is a disrespectful motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta expect what you're gonna expect from him.
I'm actually the most respectfulest person in battle rap, man. I respect everything.
So daylight, are you saying I didn't create one of the most creative battle rapper events?
Yeah, you did, and you went Hollywood on me.
I never went Hollywood on you.
You see how he talking right now?
Yep.
See how he talking? I created the best shit ever. My shit was the greatest. Nigga, y'all niggas need me. I don't really need y'all. This is my shit.
That's just how I feel. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, Flawless, do we have any callers for Old Solo and Dale?
Yeah,
we got callers, man.
The phone lines are lighting up, but you were too busy talking, and you Hollywood.
Can you guys take a couple calls?
Bring your caller in here, man.
Yeah, click him in. There we go. 617, you live on Talk About Radio. 617.
Hey, yo, what up?
What's going on, man? You good?
Hey, yo, what up, son? Word to mother, son. Word is bond, son.
What are you finna talk about, Dave, man? Chill out, man. Hey, yo, what's up? Like, yo, I want to ask you a question, bro. Like, a real live question, man. You going to answer me seriously or you going to joke around with it? Yo.
Yo, what's good? What's good? Hello. Yo, Jesse.
Yo, yeah, it's Jesse Regan, bro. I'm bringing you back. Hold on.
Yeah, what happened there, Jesse?
I don't know what the fuck happened. My phone died on me. Let me call Daylight again.
Yeah, call Daylight. Yeah. Sorry about that. We still got callers on the air anyway. I'll keep it going. But yeah, we live and talk about radio. Jesse just didn't plug in his phone. That's what that is. See that? He's Hollywood, man. Jesse's hella Hollywood. He didn't even apologize or nothing. So Hollywood. I apologize on behalf of the Talk About Radio team now. Jesse is going to get Daylight back. I presume he's going to get Old Solo back. Yeah, we will. And all the callers, we will click you in definitely. I would click even sooner, but Jesse likes to talk about himself. Ain't that right, Jesse? See that? You don't even have the decency to answer me. But anyways, yeah, this is Talk About Radio. Number to call in, 516-418. No, sorry. Yeah, that is the number to call in. 516-418-5847. Yeah, that is the number to call in. blogtalkradio.com/talkaboutradioshow. Is that fourth episode? This is the fifth episode, but the fourth one with a guest. Go and check out all the previous episodes we did. Disaster.
Yeah, flawless. We do have Daylight back on, bro.
Nigga Jesse hung up on me, yo. You see how he be doing?
Yeah,
yo.
Ridiculous, yo. Sky didn't charge his phone, but yeah, let's get straight back
yo,
into
stop,
the call.
Yo, stop taking this guy's sides, bro.
What happened? I'm just calling it as I see it. I don't know. Me and Daylight don't know each other personally. I'm just calling it as I see it.
I had three conversations, by the way, bro.
Yo, what are we talking about?
Daylight is too Hollywood to call in to the number.
Yo, what are we talking about? What I missed, man?
All right, where's a couple of fans at?
We'll get the callers anyway. All right, let's go on anyway. 262, you're live and talk about radio. 262, you there?
Hey, Daylight, what's good, brother?
What's good, fam?
Hey, first off, yo, I don't know if you remember me, but you and I follow on Twitter, man. I just want to let you know that I DM'd you the night where you and you scrapped a little bit at Smack. I told you that morning, I said, hey, bring them back to the bus stop, and you DM me back saying back to the bus stop, and then that shit popped off. I just want to say thank you, man. I've been a big fan ever since you fucking went at Blackheart Adonis.
Yo, appreciate that, man. I like my old school. Man.
This voice sounds familiar. Is it Matty Fraze?
No, dude. This is a cat from Pewaukee, Wisconsin, bro, out in Milwaukee.
Oh, okay.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, I ain't a nobody right now. But no,
sometimes
hey,
I wish
question.
I was a nobody, man. Yo.
Hey, I feel you, man, but I got a question, right? So, my favorite battle of you, I mean, it's a lot of people's classics, right, is you and Rich Dollaz, okay, when you brought out the ski mask, right?
I just got
a question.
But yeah.
Right? Yeah. What the fuck happened to him? Did you actually kill him? Because that dude hasn't shown up in, like, 4 years. I think you deaded him.
Rich, like, no, y'all got to understand something, though. Like, Rich was already on his way out of battle rap before we battled. Like, he was already on the down. He was already, like, you know, kind of going downhill. And that battle with me was kind of like his last kick. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you kill a roach or whatnot, and it, like, still got those last little kicks or whatnot. Like, the battle with me was, like, his last kick. Like, you know, because I tried to get Rich Dollaz, like, on some cards after that. And he was like, nah, son, I'm just not really feeling it like that.
All right, let's talk about the battle with Old Solo. How do you think you can cathartically take him down?
I ain't trying to take you down. Nigga, I'm trying to bring you up.
Man,
like with the gates of Thoris, you know?
Nigga, how can I take you any downer?
All right, I'm all the way up.
Yo,
Listen, it's a difference when the God sent you to do this shit. It's a difference when you're just coming out. See, most people say, oh, he got the record deal or whatever, and, you know what I mean, the dude can't come back to battle rap. But when you originally come from battle rap, see, I'm from the trenches, International P. 6 days. You only had 60 seconds to say that shit. Sam?
I know. I'm from that era, too. I know.
Right, that's
so
true.
Listen, I'm original baby gangster, all right? I've been doing this shit in my prime, all right? So listen here, we want to know what you're going to bring forth to the table this summer for Old Solo.
Hey.
All right, let's take a couple more calls.
I'm going to answer that, though. All right, hold
cool.
that thought.
All right.
Yeah,
I'm clicking another call, Jesse. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
314, you're live and talk about radio. 314.
Yeah.
What's up, man?
What's going on, man? What's good? We got Daylight on the show.
And Ozolo.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
314, you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, 314 sounds like an idiot, bro. Hang up on him.
Yeah, don't hang up on me, son. Nah, for real. Don't hang up.
That's his bad Hollywood. I apologize, man. It's all good, 314. Don't worry about it.
First, like, I'm a big fan of Daylight, you know, but some be wildin', you know. Like, I fuck with the boy, but, you know.
Yo, what are you even saying right now, bro?
What the fuck?
Nah, like, you gotta mute me. Like,
all right. Yo, can you mute him real quick, Flawless?
That was really me the whole time, yo.
I think I know what he's trying to say.
All right, let him go anyway. You gonna know what call him? Yeah.
No, hold on. I think what he's trying to say.
Yeah.
772, you live and talk about radio. 772.
No, mute this guy.
Nah, son.
Yeah,
mute
him already, man. This is when you call him.
Son, yeah, I can't mute me, son. I got the cold.
Terrible,
you got the cold.
Yo, 772, you there?
Can't mute me, son. What are you talking about, you?
Hey, Josh, you need to put the 40 down because that's Daylight, dumbass. I'm on that shit the whole time.
Yo, Flawless, what the fuck is going on here, bro?
Yo, Jesse, mind just exploded.
I muted the callers, innit? I don't know what's going on, man. Daylight attracts some of them. You know, I mean, people want to do some weird shit because Daylight's on the phone. I don't know. But well, they're both muted anyway. We back. We back.
I'm the ghost.
You did that? Yo, Daylight, you did that for real, bro?
Nah, nigga, that wasn't me, my nigga. Why I'm gonna make my voice into another voice? How childish is that?
Alright. Yo.
Yo, that was him. Man, this is absolutely ridiculous. Alright, that was him the whole damn time, and you ain't noticed that shit.
He did that shit?
Yeah.
Nah, just y'all never run the trick on you like that, Jesse. We go way back.
40s, damn. What is it, Old English?
Natty daddies, bro.
Yo, we taking a call or what, man? What we doing?
Yo, Flawless, are we taking a call?
What, you want me to go back to them two calls? They had the two callers on the line at this minute in time. We only got a couple in it.
Oh, that's it?
When your phone went down, we lost all the callers we had in it. The phone all right,
but put it back out. Daylight versus.
Put it back out.
Daylight versus Ozolo. Yeah.
It's going down. Yeah, cool.
All right.
I'll put it out now. Innit?
Yo.
Yeah.
All right. Daylight, you tweet people out. Ozolo, you tweet people number, bro.
What's Ozolo's Twitter out? I am in his tweet now.
At Ozolo 21.
Is that you?
Just following me.
Honestly, I think this will be one of the best battles ever, bro. The funny part about Daylight that niggas can't get wrong is at the end of the day, he's a battle rap fan. Like, his third round against the service was the truth, bro. Like,
yeah, I just saw that. To me, it was mediocre.
Nah, but that's the truth though. Like when he was like, "Yo, niggas want to say that," you know, smack rappers were whack back then. Like the only thing that had me troubled, Ozolo, is that Queens Flip is standing next to him, talking about the old days. When Queens Flip just became a fan in, like, what, 2013?
Yeah.
And that's who this guy has in his corner. Like,
yo,
I'm like, bro.
I keep telling y'all, yo, I didn't even know Flip was going to be there. This is a battle in California. Why are you even here, Flip? All right, I'll come.
That's because aren't you still with the Doc Mob?
Yeah, I'm Doc Mob for life, son.
Yeah, right, take a caller. Take a caller.
From New York City over there. I guess his name is Queenslip. All right? I don't know what these people are.
Yo, quick, that's the only thing that, yo, Osolo, the only thing. Yo, Osolo, that's Osolo, that's the only thing that bugged me out.
Are we taking the caller, yo? Are we taking the caller, man? Let's give the caller some time, man. Yo, what's up,
caller?
Yeah,
Jesse wanted to talk. Now, the caller just clicked out. Hopefully he calls back up. His phone might have died like Jesse's.
No.
I don't know. The caller's not there, and we got the two crazy callers.
That's over.
All right, so bring another caller in. Yo, but also, that's crazy,
ones.
Bro. Huh?
Yeah, and it's ridiculous, man, you know.
Yeah, put the number out. Osolo versus Daylight. Yeah.
I got you.
Right now. Five.
That 516 joint.
Yeah. Both of them about to put it out.
Yeah, that's calm. Hey, Daylight as well. How was your battle versus Young Gil?
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
Actually, Daylight, yo, your battle versus Thesaurus, bro. Your third round, one of my favorites, man. Like
I thought the second round was great.
No, my third round. See, if you remember, if you from that era and you remember what was going on in that grind time era,
yeah.
Then that third round, and Jesse was there.
I'm not saying it wasn't fire, but I'm saying what sometimes different shit touched different people. And shit.
Different people, yeah. That's why, like my third, it could touch Jesse so much because Jesse remember what I had to go through in those grind.
Nah, not even that. All right, in 2000, I'm not even gonna lie, I'm 32, right?
Mm-hmm.
2008, I crashed into three parked cars in a pole. I broke my arm, my hip, and my jaw. I couldn't walk and I couldn't talk. I swear to God, bro. The only thing my boy brought me in iPod, I used to drink, like talk to listen to Kanye West on the wire, right? Through the wire. That's why Kanye West is one of my favorite. When I got home, I couldn't go outside. So I used to YouTube battle rap because I was such an Eminem fan, you know? And that's where I saw Daylight. And I was like, oh, my God, this guy's a genius. A true story. Like, I couldn't walk.
I mean,
huh?
the guy got some talent. I mean, I can't lie. The guy got some talent. But this
is when the era where.
But before then, let me say that. Before then, I used to be a Fight Club fan. And I used to watch MTV2 when they had the Fight Club days, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I saw Osolo fuck some shit up there. So, but I became more of a Daylight fan off. I became more of a Grind Time fan. Couldn't walk for 6 months. True story.
Wow.
And I just watched YouTube videos. And Daylight, seriously, bro. You're the reason why. You're not the reason why, but you kept me entertained. You feel me?
I dig that, man. I'm low-key getting, like, emotional right now.
So, him and Illusion scene and
why you never told me this, Jesse? You never told me this, man. I feel like you left this part out of our friendship.
Oh, you guys. What the hell is going on?
You that Hollywood, you couldn't even tell me this, huh?
Why the hell am I supposed to tell you this, bro?
You're supposed to tell me this, man. This is like an intimate memory. I should have known this.
Yeah, bro. Like, all right, so you're one of the reasons that brought me back into hip-hop. I swear to God. And you, Illusion Z.
I'm dedicating my whole next third round to Jesse Rieke.
Oh, man. I hope that
but
I hope you appreciate that, Jesse. Hope you appreciate that.
The only reason why I never brought it up because it's my own fault, bro. You know what I mean?
I dig it. Hey.
I drank and drove. I fell asleep behind the wheel.
Damn.
Somebody needs some napkins. Who needs napkins?
I do. I might need some tissue. I'm getting kind of crying. My eyes is kind of water. Go get me some tissue.
That's crazy. You remember them words, yo.
Well, I remember. I know that whole battle by heart, nigga. I'm a fan.
That's crazy. I'm a fan too, Daylight.
I am a fan. See, I seen your greatness before the rest of the world seen it, Solo.
Mm-hmm.
I seen it. I'm a left field nigga. You was a left field nigga too. Everybody was rapping regular, doing their regular street style, you know. Nah, you went left field. I seen it. We the same people.
Yo, exactly. Solo, how much did you make on the Fight Club? How much did you make?
$3,000.
That shit was right on the table. That money was right on the table. They had people putting up bread.
Yo, Nim says that it was rigged.
Nim said what was rigged? The Fight Club battle?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing was rigged. You ever heard the saying styles make fights?
Yeah.
I had a different style. They got their grasp to the style that I had. It's something different. It's something you never heard before. So, of course, they're going to like what they never heard before. And plus, if it's interesting, and a nigga really saying some shit, so.
Yo, can you spit it to us once again on Talk About a Radio? What you did on Fight Club? You're flawless. You ready for this?
Yeah, what's good?
He's about to spit. Yeah.
Who? Osolo or Daylight?
Osolo.
Okay.
Yo, Solo, you there?
He ran out of tissue. Yo, Solo off the phone and nobody gonna miss you.
He just hang up. Yo, do we have more callers?
Just the two crazy ones left.
It's over.
Oh, yeah, Daylight. Against Young Ill. Yeah. Did Mickey Fax actually ring you and you picked up the phone?
Oh, yeah, no, he called me. I picked up. Yeah, that's true. I picked up.
How long were y'all on the phone for?
Nah, I wasn't really talking to him. Like, he called me and I picked up and I was like, yo, just listen to this shit. Like, and I just let him listen to it. You know, and I'm like, yo, what you think? Like, yeah, it's just, yeah. I just let him hear the battle, like, the whole battle. Nah, me and Young Yale was crazy. Like, it was a dope battle, man. Like, it was dope to see Young Yale. Like,
yeah, it was. Yeah, I mean, like, I heard it. I'm looking forward to it coming out. Yo, Jesse. Yo. Fucking hell, this guy fell off again.
Yo, I'm not back on. Hello? Yo, Flawless, you there? Flawless, you there? Flawless. Alright, I guess I'm talking to myself like a retarded interview. Flawless. Flawless. Alright, Flawless, can you take control real quick? Hello? Hello? Flawless. Hello? Flawless. Alright, this guy Flawless isn't answering. I don't know why. Alright, hold on. Let me call back this guy.
What's going on? Yo. Hello. Jesse. Yo. I don't know what's going on. Jesse didn't plug his phone in again. So the show cut out again. I don't know if he's going to get the guest or what. But yeah, I'm back on Flawless. Jesse.
So we got old Solo back on. Let me try to bring Daylight back on. Let me see.
Yeah, we got old Solo back on now. Jesse.
Yeah.
I don't know. Jesse didn't charge his phone. Plug in your phone, Jesse. Got the show quitting out twice.
Oh, that's KOTD? That's KOTD on the line right there?
Bro, if you guys could make it a little easier for me just calling the show, it wouldn't have to be this problem.
What you mean calling this? What you mean? Yo, just plug morning? In your phone. Just plug in your phone, you joker.
Y'all terrible over there, y'all. Y'all got Metro PCS phones. Puerto Ricans with Metro PCS phones. That's terrible.
Hello?
Yes, Taylor.
Everybody there?
Yeah, we back. I don't know what's going on. Jesse dropped off again. I don't know. That's why the show went off again.
We got a Metro
Jesse,
PCS.
What's going on?
That's what the hell is saying. This organization is all wired to Metro
PCS.
Metro PCS.
PCS. Terrible.
I don't know what y'all going to do when Sprint make a new phone.
Yo, Jesse, you there?
Yeah, that food was good. He made macaroni and cheese and shit. That's what it was good.
Can you hear me out there?
Yeah, we can hear you. What's going on? Yeah. What's going on with Jesse?
But
we back anyway, and we back. This is y'all show now. What y'all want to talk about?
Who on the line?
It's just me.
Well,
I don't know where Jesse is. Me, Flawless. I think it's you, Solo, and Daylight. That's it. I think it's us three on the line.
Oh, all right. Well, listen, I got a roll, all right?
All right.
I got a long trip ahead of me. But, yo, Daylight, I'm looking forward to conquering the satellites, all right? So hopefully you got your shit together. I got my shit together. It's crunch time. Let's rock and roll. 100.
All right, bless for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Yo, Flawless, we have any more callers or not?
No, nope, just the same couple on. If there's more callers, I'll let you know 100%.
Yo.
Oh. Jesse, what are you doing?
Versus Disaster Man. Yeah. Yo, oh, you versus Disaster Man. What do you think? Is the old still there?
Nah, man, it's just Daylight, I think.
Daylight is there?
Yeah, old's gone.
We still have Day, though?
Yeah, nah, I think he's gone. I think he's gone. Yo, Day, you there? I think he's gone as well. Okay, let's wrap this
all
up.
All right, bro. Let's wrap it up, bro.
It was a good show. Yeah, man, I'll ring you after the show anyway. But yeah, man, salute to everybody supporting Talk About It Radio, and it's a new show.
Talk About It Radio, bro.
Yeah, man, Talk About It Radio. It's been, we've had, like I said, all the shows have been good. I mean, all the shows you've had, whether it's been a UK guest or a US guest, have all been good. So we'll be back. We don't know when. Definitely this week, though. Definitely doing a UK show. Definitely another US show as well. So we'll be back. I'll let you finish the outro, Jesse.
Talk About a radio, my nigga. We brought you Daylight versus Osolo exclusive. Hit me up, my nigga. My number 516-451-8849. Ain't
changed. There we go. And like I said, you can follow Jesse on Twitter at JesseRecon1. And Gap, be on Twitter at Ask Me Flawless. All right, we out. Peace.
Hit me, little bro.
Yeah, will do. Bless.